everyone, my name is Throwaway Last, and welcome to yet another ramble of mine tonight. I was actually gonna go and record myself masturbating, but I guess I didn't feel like hitting the record button for that. What I'm listening to right now is The Neighborhood's new album, which is their self-titled album, The Neighborhood. Why am I listening to this while I'm recording? I don't know. I just felt like doing it. So there was a request on my subreddit that I talk about my first time, or personal experiences, really. And I thought, why not? I just reached 800 subscribers, and no, this is not the official celebration for 800 subscribers. And 700 subscribers, and 600 subscribers, but I thought, why not? Let's just hit the record button and see where this goes. So, what should I talk about? I think we should start with the very basics, right? Let's go ahead and start with the first date. I had my first date when I was 14, and back then I already had a knack for trying to make really grand surprises. It's not really much of a pressure for me, it's just really nice for me to see the look on their face when, you know, they receive a surprise. I feel like pleasant surprises, you know, even if they're like really simple or really grand, it does wonders for that person. And with my ex back then, what I did was I went ahead. It's gonna be weird, all right? So, you guys are probably wondering why do I already have an ex boyfriend, a boyfriend back then on my first date? So I come from a very strict Catholic background, and you know, things like dates, they don't really exist. Back then, and well, for me, they're a huge hard no. So the only time that I got on a date was when I got my first boyfriend, and it was all a very secret affair, secret teenage love affair. So no one really knew that we were together back then. So what I did was I went to the restaurant or to the cafe as fast as I could before he could even arrive, and I had with me a Daughtry album. And the if you don't know Daughtry, it's Chris Daughtry, he's from American Idol, and my ex really loved his voice. So I got his album, and I went to the cafe, and I gave the CD to them and said, why don't you guys play, please play this album while we're eating, if that's okay, and can you please serve the CD case during dessert? So it's very silly, but it was the best of 14? Yeah, it was the best a 14-year-old can do back then. My boyfriend arrived, and he too had a gift for me, and I didn't know back then. Basically, it's weird because our first date was also our first anniversary celebration. So it's a very weird setup, but whatever, we'll just roll with it. And yes, I had my first boyfriend when I was 13. Such a rebel. The cafe was really playing Daughtry, so I was really happy about that. And he had a small box that I assumed was for a ring, and he left it on the table, and then he just went to the restroom, and he was expecting me to go and open the box, but I didn't. I didn't open the box. I was a good girl and actually, you know, waited for him to come back. And he was expecting me to open the box because when I opened the box, there was nothing in it. I was like, okay, this is weird. What are you trying to do? And he said, I was expecting you to open the box and see nothing because the real gift is still with me. And then he pulls out a longer box, and it happens to be a necklace with a cross. You know, the Catholic cross because, you know, I'm a good girl Catholic. I'm a good Catholic girl. And so, yeah, he put it on my neck and that was it. And then as we were eating, he realized that, yeah, Doctor was playing. And he's like, I like this cafe. This cafe has good taste. I was like, I'm glad I chose the right cafe then. Yeah, I chose the cafe, not him. And then out comes dessert. And there was the disc. There was the album case. And he was surprised. I was like, so this is your album? He's like, yeah, this is the CD. They're playing the CD that's in the case. And we can get it later before we leave. And he was really happy with that. There was a big smile on his face. And I was really happy that I was able to surprise him. So, the next dates and the next anniversaries were basically the same. I think it's, like, I'm not really good with Valentine's Day. I'm not really good with other occasions except for birthdays and anniversaries. You know, those little milestones. Those are when I really pull out the big guns, I guess. So, it's to me, now that I think about it, it's like, that's pretty lame, girl. Like, we could have done something better. But, hey, I was 14. And from there, when people heard about what I did, from there until now, you know, I'd still have friends come up to me and say, hey, I'm planning to surprise my friend, my boyfriend, my girlfriend. What do I do? How do I do this? How do I approach this? And so, yeah. The next thing after first date. Oof, this one's gonna be dark. The first kiss. I had my first kiss at 9. And, you know, for many girls, the first kiss is pretty important. And to me, it was kind of like a very special thing. But it never happened the way I wanted it to happen. There was no true love's kiss or whatever the fuck that is. We were playing hide and seek and I was with a guy friend. He was a little older than me, I think he was 12. And we decided to hide in this abandoned house. And I'm never really scared. I was never really a kid that got scared easily. I feel like my 9-year-old self will look at me now and be like, you fucking wuss. And we were hiding in a room. And it wasn't just him. He was with another friend of mine. A girl, she was 11 or 10. And we went to the abandoned house, we went to a room. And it was getting close to, you know, curfew. So I wanted to go back. I wanted to be a good girl, go back. Because I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to get scolded by my mother. The guy blocks the door and says he can't get out until you give me a kiss. And I was like, no, I don't want to. And the girl who was with us was egging me on. Kiss him, kiss him. How are you going to leave? How are you going to go home if you don't kiss him? You have to kiss him. So I was basically pressured to kiss the guy. And it wasn't pleasant. He trapped me against the wall. Shoved his tongue in my mouth. And it was a very piss poor kiss. I was terrified. I was legitimately traumatized. And I just ran home. Almost crying. And I didn't want to cry because in my household, crying is a sign of weakness, and you know, you're usually asked or you're usually scolded if they see you crying. Well, that's not the case now because, you know, it's still a little bit of a case now, but I think for me, like, if you cry, go ahead and cry, it's okay. But back then, like, crying was almost like taboo in the family, so I couldn't cry. I just went into my room and just kept quiet. After that, yeah, it was after that. Most of my sexual experiences after that were forced out of me, which I won't get into, because it'll get really dark really fast, and I don't want that. So instead, let's talk about my first time, which is pretty fucking awesome, if I can say so myself. I was a cheerleader, and to preface this, I was a cheerleader, and back then, you know, I'm not sure if you know this, but, you know, some people consider your cherry being popped equals your hymen being broken. I got my hymen broken quite early on because I was a cheerleader, hence doing stunts, hence, you know, cherry popping earlier and not in the usual context. Fast forward to 15, I was 15, my boyfriend was 16, he was in college, was it? Yeah, he was in college, and I was in my last year of high school, and it was summer vacation? Yes, it was summer vacation, and my parents were out. Oh no, it's not summer vacation. That's impossible because okay. That was another occasion. Okay. He was turning 16. There we go. He was turning 16 and, you know, my parents were out. It was his birthday. It was February. It was his birthday. And I thought, wouldn't it be a great gift if I gave him my virginity, and I took his virginity. He didn't know this. This wasn't in my mind. Like, there was no prior conversation about doing it. No, nothing of that sort. I just said, hey, my parents aren't home. My parents aren't home today. Would you like to come to my place? He shows up to my place, probably thinking that we would get a little bit frisky, but not expecting that, you know, virginities would be lost. So I led him to my bedroom, sat him in my chair, which was my dad's old chair. no shame at all. Sat him there, and I gave him a show that a cheerleader could give. And I got on top of him, and I said, I want you. I want to be taken by you, and I want to take you. In Tagalog. So, gusto kita. Gusto kong angkinin mo ako. Gusto kitang angkinin. I was already a little bit of a poetic back then. I wrote scripts and poems back then, so I guess I kind of was already had a flair for flowery words. And he was surprised. I was grinding up against him, and I took his shirt off, took his shorts off, took his cock out, and rode him. And it was a little painful at first, but I guess I was already really wet back then. I was really turned on by then, so I was like, oh, slips in easily. And as I said, my hymen was broken, so none of that really sharp pang. It was more of trying to squeeze in his cock inside me. That was kind of tough. But after the initial stretch, everything was good to go. And I rode him for a few minutes till he was close to coming, and pulled out, and then sucked his cock, and that was how I lost my virginity. And I really, I'm not just proud because of how bold I was at that time, but I was proud because after all the times where things, you know, where I was forced into sexual situations, I was at least happy that when it came to my virginity, I took it on my, you know, I I acted on my accord. I did it for myself, and I did it because I wanted to. So I'm pretty proud of that moment. The following sexual encounters, though, that involved PIV wasn't so pleasant. I guess we kind of fall into the trap of pressuring each other. I felt pressured to do things, to give things, and it wasn't good. And if, you know, if you haven't experienced this yet, if you haven't experienced losing your virginity yet, I highly suggest that you do so without pressuring yourself or your partner. And, you know, it's the same thing when you're having sex with your girlfriend or boyfriend. Like, please do not pressure anyone to do something. You know, it's just unpleasant and awful, and just, it'll leave you in tears afterwards. So, now that we've talked about the first three, so your first date, your first kiss, your first, the first time you had sex, I guess that we can talk about the first, the first time, my first times on GWA. So let's talk about my first audio. The first audio that I listened to was an audio from Entreshot, where he was an incubus who, you know, who makes it, like, who shows up in the listener's bed one day, and they, you know, they, of course, do the act. And it is actually from this audio that stemmed the rest of my succubus audios. So I did something similar with my very first succubus audio, which I improvised. And from there, it just turned into this weird succubus series. Like, every time I would think of a succubus scene, I would just, you know, put it in a series. And then the first time I recorded an audio, it was an erotic poem by FYFR. I actually don't remember the content of it, but she mentioned that I just remember there having been no direction to it. It was just me playing around with the rhythm and everything and the flow, and he really liked it, and yeah, I think it was a good step towards recording audios. The first full script that I recorded was actually a gender-bent script from Tarkus Trooper. So, Avalon, or Ever Distant Utopia, had an audio that I really loved, and the script was from Tarkus Trooper. It was just a voice, and I gender-bent that, and the reason why I really liked that script was that it had all different roles that were very popular back then, and even now, and I said, okay, I want to try this, I want to see how my range goes, I want to test my range. And it was a very tough script because, you know, I didn't know the things that I could do with my voice back then, so gave it a shot. It was pretty okay, and I plan to, you know, do a re-recording of that if I manage to find the script that I gender-bent, because there was no readily available gender-bent script back then. My first improv was one that involved me singing. It was a talent competition. My ex arrives, you know, and we basically cheat on each other's significant others. And yeah, it was very, very straightforward. I sang a little bit of Creep. If you listen to that audio, you will notice that there's something similar that happens in my audio, my full Tagalog audio, which is ang pagsubok ng pagsubo, or the challenge of sucking cock, where I am overwhelmed by the listener in the sense that they get too close to me before kissing. That's how I imagine my first kiss would be. Just that person filled with desire, with passion, just coming at you full force. And of course you desire them too, and of course you're very passionate about them too. They come so close to you, so close that you can barely breathe. You know, you're completely breathless, and then they just take their time and linger a little more, and then they just kiss you. Those are the two things that happen, both in my first improv and on my latest audio, which is Ang Pagsubok ng Pagsubok. My first collaboration was with Kihana. We were Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy. I was Poison Ivy. Kihana was Harley, and she just fucking blew my mind. She's a very talented voice actress. The way she can change her voice is just amazing. Like, and I'm not saying, like, some people say, oh, the way you change your voice is great, you know? Kihana actually changes her, not just her tone, or, you know, the pitch of her voice. She doesn't just change that. She even, like, there are even slight changes in her accents. The last one that she made, which was about, I forgot the title, but it was about this mother checking on her son who has been partying and has been having sex. And she sounds like a fucking hot Latina all of a sudden. And compare that with her voice as Harley Quinn, and compare that with her usual voice, it just blows my mind how she can go through, like, different phases in her voice. So I was, like, really happy that, you know, we collaborated. So give me a second, let me just check on a message. Ooh. Right. So that was my first collaboration. And then finally, let's talk about the first script that I posted. An M for F script. Which is based... What was it based on? Anything? Yes. It was based on... partially based on the song Tear You Apart by She Wants Revenge. And I guess it was also based with all the rape audios that I've listened to. It's like a culmination of all those things. And I actually had some script help from... I had a little bit of script help from Master himself. He basically was the reason why I was, like, always focused on the eyes. Like, I knew I wanted to focus on the eyes, but, like, until the particular line that he added that just, I think, won my heart and made me just completely write it as best as possible was when there's a line there that says, I will fuck you until the light in your, the fire in your eyes dies out. No more, no more embers. All dull, snuffed out. There we go. I will fuck you until the fire in your eyes dies out. All dies out until the light is snuffed out. No more embers to ignite. something like that. And I was like, that was just, okay, yes, I'll finish this script. I will perfect it and I will post it. And there you go. It was posted. My tendency when, is the album over? Let me see. Oh, okay, it's not over. My tendency when writing scripts is that I would listen to music or watch a music video and just focus on those and then let my fingers do the talking. There's a certain rule where you, like, there's a certain saying where you know they say write drunk, edit sober, and that's sort of what I do when I listen to music. I get into the right headspace and just type away. However, I used to do that, but now I'm more of like write and edit, write then edit, write then edit. Why? Because as I'm writing, as I'm, you know, typing, like, the scenario changes in my head from time to time, so I would just adjust the rest of the story accordingly. So used to be I would spend like 1 hour writing and another hour editing. Now it's like 2-3 hours of going back and forth just to perfect the script. And it's not just with M4F scripts, it's also with some of my scripts. I think that was the case with Always Be Closing. Yeah, that was the case with Always Be Closing and My Favorite Customer. So they're both Escort Audios, and what happened was My Favorite Customer was the Always Be Closing was based on how My Favorite Customer started. But because my mind kept shifting from this very good submissive to this very filthy submissive, I just decided to just split the two ideas and like focus on one first before the other. So I guess that's just also how I write my scripts now. It's like back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Oh, it looks like this can be a separate audio. Let's take this out. Let's take this idea out, put it in somewhere else. So that's first script, first audio, first collaboration. I guess that's it. Yeah. That about fills up everything. I hope that my stories are kind of interesting. I feel like you guys might get bored from this. I don't know if there's anything interesting out there that I did. But yeah, that's all I have for you guys. And if you guys want me to talk about anything else, do let me know. Thank you all for subscribing. All 800 of you. You guys are so sweet. I have no idea why you still subscribe to me, even though I'm not as active anymore. But one thing that I can promise you is that I will do my best to stay as active as possible. I am on GWA Backstage as a moderator. And if you guys feel like, you know, you need, like, if you guys feel like you want to change anything else with things that we've introduced, do let me know. Feel free to let me know. My inbox is always open. I'm also working with someone on a, and I'm not sure when this will ever happen, when this will be posted or when this will be made, but I'm working, or, you know, if this will actually be done, but I'm working on a tool that will make it easier for you guys to search for my audios, to filter them all and whatsoever. It's going to be a nice audio archive, and I hope I get to finish it, and we get to finish it. So yeah, that's about it. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you again for subscribing. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for your comments, your upvotes, everything, your PMs. Thank you. And I will see you all next time. Much love. Lust.